Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. So the markets showed some sort of a strength in the morning, but then completely failing and falling down is what we could see. And if you actually look at it, Bank Nifty has completely erased all of its gains that it made in the week, which means that Bank Nifty has formed the fourth red candle on a weekly time frame. That is a fourth week where Bank Nifty is closing in the red. But looking at Nifty, Nifty did not fall. I mean, today Nifty fell more than Bank Nifty. But again, overall, if you look at the week, Nifty, if you remember it, even went down till 16,800. So it's all better for Nifty. So for Nifty, it's a green candle on the weekly time frame. So yeah, after 2 weeks of red candles, Nifty has formed a green candle on the weekly time frame. But Bank Nifty, four consecutive red candles on the weekly time frame. Let's keep it at that. So looking today in the market, there was a sudden negativity, sudden fall in the market. It was kind of expected, right? But again, market tried moving up in the beginning. But as we know, as we discussed yesterday, Omicron variant being confirmed in the country. And hey, FII is continuing to sell heavily. FII sold for 3,356 crores today. Think about that. Anyways, Nifty falling by 1.18%. Bank Nifty not falling so much, just 0.85%. But if you look into Nifty mid cap, closing absolutely flat, 0.00%. And Nifty small cap, in fact, closing up by 1.01%. Nifty small cap closing in the green, very interestingly. So looking into Nifty, it was Reliance, which is down by 3% today, which dragged down the index. So yeah, it was definitely an interesting day for sure. Where now, if you look to this week, Nifty trading in the range of, say, 16,800 to the high created was nearly what got created today, right? 17,500. So it was a wide range again. A lot of days of intraday volatility with just one day, Wednesday, in between. Out of many recent days, it was just this Wednesday where there was little intraday volatility. So yeah, let's see. Let's get right into the show. Without further ado, the name is Shariq Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. So looking into the trade ideas that we had shared today, as you can see here, two trades hitting target. What do you say there? Tata Chemicals. I said we could definitely find an opportunity in Tata Chemicals, right? So yeah, Tata Chemicals and Jindal Steel, and then Ashoka was shared, but it was not triggered at all. And as you know, I do not normally trade much on Fridays. So yeah, that is that. So yeah, let's enter the first segment of the show, Markets Today. So there aren't much updates regarding the Omicron variant of COVID. The two cases which were kind of detected, that's still there. But more relevant, concrete update and info regarding the same is still not available. There is a lot of buzz going around in the media, but no concrete updates as I see it. Yeah. Now let's look at Nifty and Bank Nifty and see what happened there. So Nifty opened strong and tried moving up. The first candle created the high for the day and then went up till near 17,500. Then it came down. It took support here at nearly 17,350, which we know is a major, major level. We discussed this yesterday, 17,350 being a major level, and then moving up a bit and then moving down throughout the day is what we could see. And very interesting to see the close below 17,200. It's at 17,196. We've been discussing this, right? The whole 17,200 to 300 region is a major resistance or a support zone, depending on where Nifty is approaching it, is a major zone. And seeing Nifty closing below it is kind of important, is what I feel. Looking into Bank Nifty, which did not fall as much as Nifty, but if you look here, it went down till 36,000, which we know is a major support. Taking support at 36,000 exactly, and then moving up slightly and closing at 36,197, which is above 36,000, right? So that's good to see that Bank Nifty closing above 36,000. Speaking about the stocks which kind of moved Nifty, it's Reliance, which moved down by 3%, and Kotak Mahindra Bank moved down by 2.55%, and HDFC Housing Finance moving down by 1.29%. So these were the major draggers which brought Nifty down today, right? Looking into Bank Nifty again, we mentioned names here like Kotak Mahindra Bank, HDFC, almost all the major banks closing in the red today. But In between all those, IndusInd Bank closing in the green, moving up by 0.59%. Speaking about buzzing sectors, right, so it wasn't a great day. Almost all the sectoral indices closing in the red, almost everything in the red, and that's where Nifty small cap closed up by 1.01%. And among sectoral indices, only Nifty media closing in the green 1.73%. Otherwise, all the other sectoral indices closing in the red. Even among them, Nifty FMCG closing down by 1.04% and FinNifty closing down by 1.13%. Right, so these were sectors which moved up the most in the previous days, if you remember HDFC specifically, but today HDFC falling down by 1.29%. Right? Looking into the stocks which moved the most today, number one is UPL. So UPL topping the charts in Nifty 50 today, up by 2%. And this is after the parliament planning to increase the spend on fertilizers, right? So now that's a good news, and UPL moving up by 2%. And if you look into top gainers among Nifty 50, it's really interesting to see BPCL, IOC and ONGC just the like taking the second, third and fourth position among the top gainers in Nifty 50 today. So all of them moving up by more than 1%. Really good to see that, right? Another interesting observation is Power Grid, which topped the chart as the topest gainer in Nifty last day, is the worst performing stock among Nifty 50 today. Power Grid moving down by nearly 4% today. So, and also IEX, one of our favorite stocks, stock split has finally happened and the stock moved up 5% today. And we did discuss about this last day again. Idea shot up 14% today after government returning back bank guarantee worth 12,000 crores to Idea. Now, Idea has shot up a lot this week. I know there are a lot of Idea fans, followers out there. I hope you're having a great week out there. And now, looking into FIIDA activity, FIIs, as I mentioned in the introduction, selling heavily for the week, for the day and for the week as well, right? Selling for 3,356 crores and DIA is buying for 1,648 crores. So, yeah, that's 1 week which is passed again. Now, if you look, it was another volatile plus a week where there were multiple information, multiple data which came out during the week, right? There was the first case detected in the US, then the US government planning to increase the tapering process. Then the first cases detected in India, and Moderna CEO actually saying that their vaccine could be out fast. Russia saying that the Sputnik vaccine for the Omicron variant can be out fast. So it was a week filled with a lot of positive, negative news, a lot of stuff happening, a lot of intraday volatility. And I'm super happy to come out of this week with 2% profit. So as always, would love to know how this week went for you. Do let me know in the live chat and in the comment section down below. Moving ahead into the next segment of the show, Markets Tomorrow. So European markets opened with a gap up. Now they've started moving down, still trading in the green. So the kind of weakness that we could see in our markets, it's not seen in the European markets. Even if you look into the US futures, they're all trading in the green. Things are looking good there. So as of now, the Western markets are in the green is what I would say. Even SGX Nifty has recovered now. It's trading nearly 17,260. Looking into OI analysis, we have the largest call OI buildup at 17,500 and put OI buildups at 17,000 and even below that. Because today there was a fall, there's huge call OI buildups compared to yesterday where there were put OI buildups. So now things are interesting where the put call ratio has become 0.6. It wasn't the same yesterday. Yesterday, as we discussed, there were a lot of put OI buildup everywhere, but today things have changed since the markets moved down. Call OI buildups at 17,500 and strikes around that. Looking into Bank Nifty, the largest call OI buildup is at 37,000 and the largest put OI buildup is at 35,500 and 35,000 and the put call ratio is at 0.7. Right, so that's what we can see there. Now, looking into Nifty for the next week, if you may ask, I would say it's a weekend ahead of us. A weekend where a lot of info, a new info, I just mentioned about this week, a lot of info coming out, both negative and positive. Similarly, over this weekend, which is the next 2 days, we can probably get to hear a lot of important news, probably positive or negative, we never know. Either from India or from some other countries. And now that can have an impact on the week next week, on the market next week, right? So we don't know what can happen. So I'm not passing any last judgments on that. But what I would say is, For Nifty, we can clearly see that 16,700 to 17,000 is acting as a major support zone. What is it? 16,700 to 17,000 is acting as a support zone. I don't think, I hope, even if there is a very bad news, that be broken, right? So that would be a larger zone which I'll be watching, right? And on the upper side, we know the first zone to watch out for is 17,200 to 300, but it was all, Nifty traded via that zone multiple times this week. So I would say 17,500 to 17,600 on the upper range. Right, so that's another range to be watch out for. So so on the lower side, I'm watching 16,700 to 17,000. I know it's a very wide zone, but that's a larger buying zone. Whenever Nifty is going to that zone, there's sudden buying which is happening. So immediately I will look into 16,980. If 16,980 is broken, there would be further weakness. Then I'm okay with weakness up to 16,700. If that is being broken, is a major trend shift in the market is what I feel. So 16,980 first support, and then 16,700. Up above we have 17,500, 17,600, and 17,700. Let's keep away 17,200 to 300 because we should. I think market can be volatile in this range, right? So yeah, that's what I think for the next week. And with the cues and with the data and the news that we can probably get over the weekend is where by Sunday, by Monday morning, we can have a larger speculation, larger analysis about the week coming up. So yeah. Make sure that you attend my Sunday live, read the week ahead analysis article, and read the pre-market report on Monday to enter next week's market with a lot of confidence. Let's move ahead into the next segment of the show, Adi Shaktam Watchlist for tomorrow. So the first stock on the watchlist is one of your favorites, Tata Motors on the watchlist, and these are the levels. Then we have Tata Power on the watchlist. I'm expecting a good move in Tata Power again soon. Then we have Muthoot Finance on the watchlist, right? So again, sorry for that. Good consolidation where it is. So yeah, let's see. Because the whole 1,500 range, the region is very important for the stocks. So it's kind of consolidating around that. Let's see what's happening there. Then we have Hindustan Petroleum on the watchlist. And finally, JK Simmons on the watchlist, right? So yeah, these are the five stocks that will definitely be on my radar for Monday. So as I always say, it's a weekend coming up. So we have time on our hand. So make sure that you put the time to the best possible use. Look into hundreds of charts if possible. And then make sure that next week will belong to you, right? So let me see if I have any questions here. Yeah, I do see one super chat from Atish, and Atish is asking from where you are getting stock market news. So that's one good question Atish is asking. So I follow this beautiful, amazing platform from where you can get all the stock market news, both Indian and international, and the platform is called Market Feed, right? So you can either go to their website www.marketfeed.news, or you can download their Android or iOS app from the respective app stores, right? So a great platform, right? I mean, they just post five articles in a day, so you just have to read these five articles and you can be updated about everything happening in the Indian and the global markets. Even in fact, recently they have started writing about the crypto world as well. So there's an article regarding crypto markets, you can read that as well, and there's one editorial also. So it's great, you should also probably check it out. Right, so I don't see any more questions here. So just one question from Atish, and on that funny humorous note, let's all have an amazing weekend. Let's leave the market behind, let's leave the tensions if you have any regarding the coming week as well. So let's leave all those, let's focus on learning, making ourselves better, and having a great weekend, right? So yeah, with that being said, I'm wishing you all a great, amazing, profitable week ahead. This is Mr. Adi Shaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested, wish you a very good night.